sunshine, the birds sing. I know you're near. With you, baby, I've got nothing to fear. I will love you as long as the wind blows.
Now that I've left you stranded at Lake Toyo up in Hokkaido, let me see if I can get you down into Tokyo. Well, the next day we left the lake and headed down to the ferry boat landing. We had to go again back through Hakodate, but the only thing is we were going to just be there long enough to catch the ferry. We weren't going to stay in the town or do anything in the town. So, get comfortable here. So, the ferry here, now we were going to catch a short ferry this time, the 1 hour and 40 minute ferry. You know, so it'd be different than taking the 4 hour ferry and have to travel the same roads, because we were planning on going back and stopping off at Misawa again, you know, getting some more groceries and doing some more washing and stuff. So we got to it's at the same ferry landing, but it's a different ferry. We got there a little bit early, and the ferry was quite a bit late. It was about a half an hour late, and the wind was really picking up. It was really getting rough out there. There was a typhoon approaching southern Japan, and it was really affecting the weather up here too. So we got on the ferry. It was about a half an hour late leaving, and it was supposed to be an hour and 40 minute ride, which ended up to be 2 hours. And I spent all but the first half hour of the boat ride over the rail. I was as sick as anybody can be sick. I was just down and out. There was an American priest who was on the boat that I never even spoke a word to, because I was so sick hanging over the rail. I didn't even know who he was until after we'd gotten in the car and we're driving off and I started feeling better and talking to people. So it was 2 hours of that day I didn't enjoy very well. We got off the ferry finally, and it was just raining a little bit. And we drove on and made it to Misawa early that afternoon. And I was going to go, I was just sort of goofing around that day. You know, we got something to eat and hung around the room there. We got another room. In fact, it was the same one as we had before. And I got cleaned up again. And that night, since we weren't in much of a hurry to, you know, going to be having to take off real early, got to watch a little bit of television that night. I saw, I saw Star Trek, part of Bonanza, and some variety type show that I can't remember the name of. I never saw it in the States. It was another new one, like Jonathan Winter Show, I'd never seen in the States. So I did get to see some American television for once in 2 years. We left there, and we made real good time heading back into Tokyo. The next night, we found this one hotel. We hadn't made reservations, which was strictly against Japanese policy. You've got to make reservations wherever you go. Especially in tourist season, you can't get a room, it's impossible. Don't go if you don't have reservations. You know, this is what everybody's telling us. Everybody's making reservations for us. Which we really didn't like, because it sort of dictated where you were going to be, when you were going to be there. You know, it's just too restricting. This girl that had gone along with us was really worried because we didn't have any place to stay that night. So we drove into a town, stopped in a gas station, and told her to ask this guy, you know, if where there was a good, a nice hotel to stay that night, because this city was right along the beach. We might probably get a chance to go swimming and stuff. And he said, well, there aren't any in this town, but there's another town just down the road that will have one. And he recommended one to us. We went down there, went in, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, we're all booked up. But they called another hotel for us. and confirmed reservations there. So we went over there. We got a hotel room, you know, no problem. So we moseyed into the town there at night and picked up some fireworks. We had our own little fireworks display that night. And we went to bed fairly early because I was tired. Then we got in the car. Not too early the next morning. We were taking it kind of easy now because we were making good time. And we headed back into Tokyo. And we got in with about 4 hours driving time of Tokyo, and it was about 8 o'clock. But Bob was real tired. He'd been driving all day long. He said, "Well, you know, just we'll just stop around here." It was at a lake. It was in the mountains. It was real nice. And there's a guy had approached us as we were stopping for dinner in this place, had approached us and told us that, you know, if we wanted a room, that there was a room vacant in his hotel. We went over, took a look at it, it was real fine, and so we decided, well, we'll stay there and head into Tokyo the next morning. And we spent the night at this hotel, played ping pong all night, listened to jukebox machines. And the next morning we went out and there was a small lake there, and we got to row a rowboat for once on the whole trip, all kinds of lakes, and this, we finally made it. We were in 4 hours driving time from Tokyo. So we rowed boats and just took it easy, ate lunch there, and headed back into Tokyo. We got into Tokyo and took this girl home, came back, and went out to dinner that night. So that was our trip to Hokkaido. It was actually a lot more interesting than this tape sounds, I know, but you'll have to forgive me, I'm not much of a narrator. Well, now for a few more recent things. I'm going to talk a while longer. I can't tell how much tape I've got left here. But one thing I've been spending my time on lately is I picked up some gas-powered airplanes the other day out of a hobby shop at Yokota. And I built it 1 week, and I've been flying it, you know, ever since. It's a lot of fun. Well, it does look like we're nearing the end of this side, so we'll reverse it on the other side. Okay? Well, these airplanes I've got, the first one I got was a Ringmaster for a 35 engine, you know, 0.35. And I built that up and flew it, you know. And then we got in another one for a 0.15 engine, which I haven't finished yet. And then we got a small one for Bobby, 049, which I finished and flew it for the first time last Sunday. And that's been taking up a lot of my time because I usually succeed in crashing it when I fly, and then I have to spend a week or so getting it ready to fly again. Although last weekend, I did crash it a couple times, but there were no major repair jobs, except the week before I was flying in a real small field because it was down in Chofu. I was flying with a friend, and it was real far to any big fields. So we were flying in a real small field, and I sort of wandered from my starting point, and I crashed into a tree and broke the whole front end of the airplane off, and I glued it back together. It wasn't quite strong enough, and the vibration was too much, and it was causing the engine not to run, you know, not running well. It was getting foam in the fuel and stuff, causing the fuel to foam. So I did have a little work set out for me after this. I'm putting some internal bracing in it, you know, trying to make it a little stronger, a little, so it doesn't vibrate quite as much. And one thing I was real disappointed in having to move because, you know, I'm moving away from all my friends and, you know, it'd be rougher for school. But this school I'm going to out here is different than this other school I would go to, which is a standard type school. But this school here uses the module system. I don't know if you know anything about it. It's becoming, you know, more popular all the time. And the day is not divided up into the usual traditional 6 periods, but instead it's divided up into 21 periods. each period consisting of 20 minutes. Now, the reason for this is, if, you know, some classes, the teacher would think that, you know, you'd need more time in this class than another class. So you really couldn't fit in, usually had the 45 minutes or the 55 minute classes, and that's all you could get in this one instruction. Or maybe there was going to be a teacher who would give just a lecture. Well, that's too long to listen to a lecture. So this way they can put maybe, if you're going to have a lecture, they can put one 20-minute class, or maybe two 20-minute periods together to make a class, or as many as four together to make make an 80-minute class, you know? And that's the basis for this, is that, you know, you can have as much time as needed for any class. And it's also designed so that the student is given a lot of free time, unscheduled class time. And I was looking at my schedule. I just got it yesterday. I went to school and they gave me my schedule and they had a small little talk, you know. And Monday, I have 40-minute class in English, a 40-minute class in Spanish, and a 60-minute class in Western Civilization, and that's all I have for Monday. I figured out I have 2 hours and 38 minutes of class time on Monday, and then I have 4 hours and some odd minutes of unscheduled time. That includes lunch, but that would be time where I could do my homework, which was assigned in these classes, or you know, catch up on something I'd fallen behind in, or stuff like this. And I didn't realize that I was going to have this much spare time, this much unscheduled time. I've decided now that I think I'm going to throw a typing course in here. Let me tell you what I'm taking this year. English, which is mandatory, you have to take 4 years of English. So English was mandatory. PE is mandatory. They have a choice of, in your mathematical course, they have general math, algebra 1, and geometry 1. Now, last year I took algebra 1, which comes after general math, so this year I have to take geometry 1. So, you know, I don't mind, although I'd like to take Algebra 2, but they've got it scheduled so you can only take it next year. So I'm taking Geometry 1 this year. I'm taking Western Civilization, which is what they suggest you take. You only have to take 2 years of history. One has to be U.S. history and one has to be world history, but they don't like to give those until your junior and senior years. And then I'm taking Spanish, and I'm taking IPS, which is Introductory Physical Science. They also offer a biological science, but I'm not too interested in that. And then next year I'll be able to take chemistry. And then if I still want to take science, the only thing that will be left is biological science. If I am interested in it, then the background I'll get from chemistry and this IPS will be more benefit to this biology course than the biology course would be to these other two. So doing it this way, I think it'll be more beneficial to me than if I was taking biology now. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end of this tape, and I've actually said just about all I've got to say. Only please send another tape. It's been an awful long time since you've sent one. I know I take the cake with how long it takes me to get a tape off. But I'll try to keep up on it. I don't know how rough school is going to be, I'll make sure you hear from me. Well, so long for now, and take care.